Good morning, a Monday morning back with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, of course, this radio station runs on the power and strength of the WAMC family. And to that end, we could put some money in a lockbox to help us get to that $1 million goal when the fund drive starts in June.
Wouldn't it be great if we could get there before the first week in June so that there wouldn't be a fund drive? Anything's possible for this amazing group of people who have done it again and again and again. Because when it doesn't get done, then that's the end. Anyway, David, welcome back from Ireland. I understand you had a wonderful trip. I love that country. Roselle loves that country. We've always said that's a place we could retire. And the music, the food, it's all great.
It was a wonderful, wonderful time. First group trip for me, Alan, and it didn't disappoint. A bunch of folks who were interested in Irish music following a band from this area called Get Up Jack and stopped along the way in a number of wonderful places like Dublin and Killarney and Kinsale and the Cliffs of Moher, which was just unbelievable.
Yeah, and David, the fact that you have a band in your family and you could follow it is really great. So what do we got? So what do we got here?
Well, after the return, I see that not only are lawmakers in New York returning this week, but news over the weekend that top aides, Governor Cuomo, being probed by the U.S. attorney in connection with the Buffalo Billion Economic Development Project, something you've been talking about for a while now in Capital Connection
yes,
program.
Yeah, we have. We know that Preet Bharara, the U.S. attorney, called off the investigation after a while. They couldn't get anything more on what happened post-Moreland Act Commission and Cuomo's disbandment of that group. But it was always known that the Buffalo Billions thing was still an open investigation. And as you know, the U.S. attorney out there in Buffalo is the husband of the lieutenant governor. So it fell to Preet Bharara to conduct this investigation. And what is coming up is not pretty. It appears that there's some real trouble for Joe Prococo, who is the closest person to Andrew Cuomo, raising tons of questions about Cuomo himself. And there are those in the Cuomo administration who are saying, how could he have done this to us? Well, there are laws, and the laws in this case say, if you're taking money when you're a government official, you have to disclose it. And if you haven't disclosed it, then you have committed a criminal act. And as the old saying goes, that's how they get you. So there's Prococo, there's the governor, and this ain't good for them, especially at a time when Mayor de Blasio himself is under tremendous pressure and his assistants have gotten subpoenas in terms of whether they broke any campaign finance laws. It is always the assistants who the focus comes on to. And I think that one of the prosecutorial things we see is to those who have gotten the subpoenas, how much did the higher-ups know?
With that now, more pressure for lawmakers to push for ethics reform?
I think the lawmakers are showing themselves to be two-year-olds. They are stopping on the floor. They are saying, we will not stop doing what we're doing. We've elected ourselves a speaker, Carl Hastie, Boss Hastie, who was the boss of the Bronx and is now the boss of the Assembly, who's going to stand up for us. We'll throw them a bone, but it won't be much. That's what they want. The governor now is under more pressure than ever to produce ethics reform because now the stench is getting a little too close to him.
And finally, Alan, the White House Correspondents' Dinner was held, and the jokes fell to everyone, including Hillary Clinton and the GOP field, the presidential candidates, and not excluding the press either. He was pretty funny.
Well, let me just say that Obama's next career could be as a stand-up comedian. I mean, he's really funny, and he's really good, and apparently this was not done for him. His hand was clearly seen in all of this. Amongst all the other things was a reference to the next president as she by the president. And of course, that is an indication that Hillary Clinton has it. But we all knew that already. I just keep wondering what it's going to be like to be an ex-president of the United States for 8 years and to see what's going on in the White House after your stint. I think Hillary Clinton has learned a great deal, or should have learned a great deal, about what many Americans, many in her own party, are feeling about the kind of establishment politics that we have seen in this country, which are rejected by so many. And Bernie Sanders is still out there yelling, we need a political revolution.